Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Well, if you are a parent, a aunt, anyone, a guardian, and have recently paid a visit to the uniform schools or stores that you might be purchasing uniforms from, I can imagine that you've parted with a pretty penny. Money that you've worked very hard for. And hopefully, as you've taken a look at those prices, you've also scrutinized them. I say this deliberately because for more than 5 years now, the Competition Commission has been taking a tougher approach to enforce aims and measures to ensure that it eases the financial burden on parents. And that's by ensuring that the pricing of school uniforms is competitive, is made sure to comply with the guidelines that actually don't speak to price fixing or excessive pricing because of the need and demand for school uniforms. To tell us more about this, though, we're joined by an analyst at the Competition Commission, Mpho Moate, who joins us to tell us more about the view of the Competition Commission when it comes to evaluating school uniforms and the pricing thereof. Mpho, such a pleasure to have you. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Happy New Year. It's great to speak to you in the new year. And we're looking forward to, wishing you a successful year ahead.
Yes, thank you. I wish you the same.
Thank you. Mpho, this is an interesting conversation because, as mentioned, the Competition Commission has been following through with this for the last 5 years now, but it has often led to much frustration by South African parents. But where are we in terms of the Competition Commission's analysis of the trends regarding the pricing of school uniforms and stationery?
Yeah. I think let me start by saying this. We do get a lot of questions about whether the commission has noticed that the price of school uniform has increased and so forth. I think it is important to indicate that the commission's mandate is not to control or regulate prices. Ours is to ensure that markets are competitive and conducive to entry by other players, and there is effective participation by those who are already in the market. So competitive markets then lead to innovation, product choice, and competitive prices. And although there may be other factors influencing the price of school uniform, our investigation of the complaints that we have received from parents have often revealed that prices are indeed excessive, so we can't take away from the parents' concerns. So the finding of excessive pricing by the commission is also often accompanied by the finding that the schools have some sort of like exclusive supply agreements with the suppliers. Mm-hmm. So we have been engaging with the schools that the parents have complained about. I mean, our investigations go as far back as 2010. And from that point, because we have not really wanted to be embroiled in litigation with the schools, the commission has always taken advocacy initiatives. So one of the initiatives that we have taken is what you have already mentioned, the guidelines on school uniform that we issued in 2021. So the purpose of those guidelines were to raise awareness and assist schools to understand the benefits and the importance of competition in the market for school uniform and also related learning materials, where you can also include stationery in that category.
Got you.
So the guidelines.
Yes, I was about to ask, have these guidelines yielded any kind of results in terms of, number one, heightened awareness for consumers, but also them being a lot more vocal in sharing their feedback with the Competition Commission?
Yeah, we do continue to receive complaints from parents, which can be an indication that, you know, there is some challenges. I think one of the biggest challenges for us has been monitoring compliance by the schools, compliance with the guidelines, and also ultimately the Competition Act. So this challenge is really largely due to the fact that we have many schools in South Africa, and often majority of them are located in remote areas, so it's difficult to access those. So in 2022, the commission conducted a survey. So what the survey revealed was that almost 90% of the schools, and this includes public and independent schools, 90% of them indicated that they were aware of the guidelines. There are a number of schools that have indeed adopted the guidelines and have put in place measures to ensure that they comply with the guidelines. But unfortunately, there have been some schools that have still not adopted the guidelines, and they cite various challenges. They have mentioned that the guidelines have not been, like, they are not compulsory. They there's lack of knowledge about the guidelines, and there's lack of participation by the relevant stakeholders within the school to enforce the guidelines.
This is so interesting. It sounds like business essentially is saying, oh, well, no one else is playing by the rules, or we'll just plead ignorance, right? And as you say, this puts the ComCom in an interesting position, because you're not there to regulate the prices. You're there to offer guidelines. But is there a regulator in the industry at all who could enforce some of these guidelines as well as pricings?
I'm not sure at this point who would be the relevant regulator to assist the schools in that regard. But I guess perhaps maybe the National Consumer Commission could assist even the Department of Basic Education. But we have been engaging with the Department of Basic Education. So we are collaborating with them to roll out a tool that the commission has developed. So this tool will monitor the suppliers and the prices of school uniforms to ensure compliance with the guidelines. So once we have finalized the tool, it will be distributed to all the schools, and it will in turn, the data received from that will assist the commission to identify anti-competitive behavior in the school uniform market, including excessive pricing, as well as the exclusion of small and medium firms as a result of the exclusive supply agreements. So once we have that whole picture of where the country is, or where the schools in the country are, then we can be able to troubleshoot all those issues directly.
This sounds like a phenomenal innovation, and one that's definitely necessary in the market. Are there any timelines as to when this will be launched or delivered by?
So much pleasure.
I know, because you just got back. You could tell me we just arrived. We're back from the holidays.
Yes, right. We just got back.
Yeah.
But we have... I mean, we are at the last stages of this tool. I'm hoping that we can issue it at least before end of June.
Gotcha.
But please don't hold me to it. I still have my supervisors that I need to confirm that time with. But we will do our best to issue it as quickly as possible within this year.
Understood. And beyond that, there are other stakeholders that you're also engaging with, right, to solicit their feedback and get their insight, like the Department of Basic Education. I guess, Mpho, this is an interesting one, because there are many parents who might be listening. I saw a few posts from my friends who are parents in long queues, drove past one of the popular school uniform stores as well earlier on today. And one can sense that as a parent, it's a responsibility that you're fulfilling, but there might also be a heightened level of frustration. So for any parents right now who might believe that they're being charged unfair prices, what practical steps can they take to lodge any complaints?
Yes. So to lodge a complaint with the commission is quite easy. We have a WhatsApp line that parents can use. The number is 084-743-0000. So parents can send us a brief description of the complaint on that number. Alternatively, we also have a CC1 form that is available on our website. Parents can also fill that in and then email it to ccsa@comcom.co.za, or parents can just visit our website for more information.
Fantastic. Complete the CC1 form or the WhatsApp number 084-743-0000. Is that correct?
Yes, that is the number.
Perfect. We'll be sure to share this online as well to make sure that so many more South Africans can actively participate in contributing to the work of the Competition Commission. And maybe this is also a good point to close it off on. Just taking advantage of your job title here, Paul, that you're an analyst and have the opportunity to really have a bird's eye view of much of the work that you do as an analyst. But just to further, you know, help us as consumers understand the role and function of the Competition Commission, the industries you look at, and of course the intensity with which you do that to make sure that competition is robust and that you offer regulators and market participants the right kind of guidelines. Maybe talk to us about that theme and why essentially a role like yours does matter and is critical to our livelihoods.
Yeah. Putting me on the spot.
I know.
but But in essence, what the Competition Commission does is indeed to regulate competition within South Africa regulate economic activity that has an effect within South Africa. So we do that to ensure that, as I have mentioned, that markets are open and competitive. What we want to see, the participation of small and medium enterprises, but not enter whatever economy that they participate in. So we regulate all economic activities within South Africa. So we're not just concerned about the entry, but we're also concerned about participation and those firms remaining within those markets effectively and growing as well. We have. On our website, you will see if maybe your listeners are interested, they can just visit our website for more information as to the broader picture of what the Competition Commission does.
100%. It is available, and you're quite right. Fighting against fraud and corruption. You've got cost of living update and report that's also out there, and several updates in terms of submissions that we can also make, and even updates on market inquiries that are currently taking place. And it's listed sector by sector.
Yes.
Everything from polymers to poultry, healthcare, even online intermediation platforms. My goodness, you do a lot of work.
Yes. Yeah.
Pa,
we do.
Thank you so much. It's been so fantastic speaking to you. And of course, the insight you've shared with us has been so beneficial. So really appreciate it. And welcome back. The English will settle. After this week, you'll be fly.
I will be fly. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. All the best going forward.
Pa
Moade is an analyst at the Competition Commission. And as you've heard, if you're a parent, I'm so keen to hear from you. There's a popular store in Hyde Park Shopping Center. Yay, baby. I've heard parents complain about the cost of school uniforms there. And largely, again, related to the fact that there's a particular school, or not school, but rather retail store that would distribute uniforms for specific schools. Same thing as well in various other parts of the town, the city, Johannesburg, and the country at large. But I'm quite keen to hear your thoughts. As a South African parent, are you frustrated by the cost of school uniforms? Maybe even school supplies as well. Just even paying for stationery. Sometimes it's made a lot easier for you by going or having a third party intervene in providing the supplies. But does it come at your benefit? Sometimes it doesn't. But let us know. I want to hear from you. 063-688-0959. Happy to take your voice calls, voice notes, as well as your calls. You can call in on 086-000-959. Parents, let us know.
Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.